Hello. Well, sorry if you missed me last week. I'm afraid I had a pretty dreadful sore throat, which turned into a chest infection, so you probably didn't need to hear me hacking and wheezing at you. Anyway, a few things to get through this week. Firstly, some parish notices. Didn't quite believe this when I heard, but it looks like it's going to be true. Denise Parsons and our soon-to-be former mayor, Sally Gegazuz, are going to be jumping out of a plane. Yes, you heard that correct. They're going to be jumping out of a plane in Cambridge on the 18th of May to raise money for the Crescent HIV support group. Now, there's two things to do with this. If you want to donate yourself to this excellent cause, then I really suggest you do. Please donate at the Crowdfunder website. There's the link on RV Inside on this message. And also, if you can plug this on air, that would be great as well, because we're really trying to get some traffic to it and get some Radio Verulam listeners involved. So if you can put that link out on social media and make mention of this on air, that would be awesome. I'm trying to persuade Denise to wear a mic and take some kind of recorder, as I'm betting that it'll make for great radio. Please give generously to this, and please plug it if you can on air, because it's such a worthwhile cause. Also, looking a little further into July, Mandy and Denise are planning a disco event at the Ovies ground in London Colney. Now, it's still being sorted out, the details around this. Watch this space for the date, but when the date is announced, please ensure that you save it. Tell your family, tell your friends and everyone about it. It's going to be a great night, and I've promised I'll be there with my sparkly jacket on as well. Now, on air, there's going to be a few programming changes coming up in May, which will involve moving the Parsons Nose to a Monday evening and extending it to 2 hours. I feel this is a show which is a real jewel in our crown, and it's great to have a real champion of the local music scene on board, and it's totally something that we excel in. There'll be a bit of a ripple effect on some of the other shows in the evening schedule. I will be publishing a full schedule as soon as possible after I've spoken with everyone involved. Plus, next week, I'm hoping to have some very exciting news about our breakfast show. I want to keep my powder dry a little bit for the time being, but I want to have an announcement ready for you next week. Now, I did this week something completely new, even for me, which is to contribute in some way to a sports show. Everything that I know about sport is pretty much able to be written on the back of a postage stamp, but I helped Nick and Ian out with Verulam Sport on Saturday afternoon. We tried using Lucy from Clarence Park, and it seemed to work pretty nicely until after the match, and then we tried to interview the Saints manager, where it just completely died. Oh well, can't have everything, I guess. Anyway, thanks to Nick for stepping into the breach to present, and also to Ian for capturing the colour of the event. The excitement of the Saints winning 6-0 at home was infecting all of us in the studio. It really was a great show. Thank you very much to everyone who was involved in that. And a mention in dispatches this week for Kevin Lynch, Paul Anderson, Mark Bilsby for turning up at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning at the studio. Basically, we are having a new internet connection delivered to the studio, which will hopefully make the internet faster, and it'll actually save us a few quid as well, which is good. They turned up at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, shovels in hand to lift up the paving stones and lay cable from the Hatfield Road up to the building. You can see all the photos on Facebook. Gentlemen, please send me your breakfast receipts and let me know what your favourite tipple is, because you guys just made my Christmas card list. A pretty exciting week ahead. We've got a board meeting on Thursday. With any luck, the new internet connection is going to be going in on Friday. Don't forget that we're still in the middle of election and referendum period, so please make sure that anyone who appears on your show, whether they're a candidate for the elections, there is a list of all the candidates in either studio for your reference. Well, I think that's about it from me. Thanks very much for listening. And once again, I say this every week, thank you so much for volunteering with us and for giving up your time. And as ever, if you ever have any feedback, any comments, any complaints, concerns about anything to do with the station, my email address is matt.jones@radioverulam.com. That's matt.jones@radioverulam.com. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and have a great week.